Hello, and welcome to Kansas City Laughs Back, the comedy show that pokes a little fun at Kansas City, America, and in this special edition, the Irish. Why? Because we are recording at Irish Fest 2015 in Kansas City. Of course, Kansas City is famous for its Irish-American population. Ireland is a wonderful country that everyone seems to leave and then spend the rest of their lives complaining about how happy they were back in Ireland. The format of Kansas City Laughs Back is very simple. Over a series of four rounds, I'm going to invite these four comedians to tell me who they feel passed the buck this week and tried to get off the hook in the hope that we, the public, wouldn't notice. Imagine any of our esteemed leaders and captains of industry trying that move. We're also going to find out what sets KC aside from everywhere else, the silly and the downright ridiculous stuff which makes this a badass city. I will be inviting our studio audience, you lovely people, to ask our comedians to answer the questions which keep them awake at night. And finally, we will be putting funny punchlines to the headlines which have been making the news. And all of this, of course, will be in the best possible taste, I'm assuming. So let's meet our comedians, if you have, from Kansas City via New York City, Mr. Rod Reyes. All the way from Belfast, Ireland, the very funny Mr. Colin Murphy. From groovy, laid-back California via Dublin, Ireland, Mr. David Nolan. And from our beloved hometown, beautiful Kansas City, Miss Merritt Lemons. Welcome to the show, everyone. I hope you enjoy it tonight. It was going to be a lot funnier than this already, but unfortunately, someone emailed our jokes to Hillary Clinton, and she refuses to send them back from her server. And now, pass the buck. In this fair city and great land of ours, there's no shortage of folk who promise one thing and do another. Then pass the buck. Sometimes it's corporations, sometimes it's individuals. They think they don't that we don't see through it or haven't noticed, but we have. So guys and gal, lady and gentlemen, tell me who caught your eye this past week.
So I'm going to start this because I got slightly obsessed with your political programs that run on a Sunday morning, and from those very fair people who see all sides of an argument on Fox, and they announced to the world Trump, which is hilarious in itself. Any English people that just hear that Trump in England, right, for school kids, means fart. That's what it means. See, you're not going to look at him in a completely different way or not change your opinion, dependent. But it's just, that's, yeah, hot air comes out of both of them. And that's what it is. A Trump for a little kid is, you know, our mom have done a Trump. And that's what it is. So that makes funny immediately. His hair is running, I think, as his vice president. And how can you seriously, genuinely be? There were people on this program talking about him seriously, and I'm looking at the picture of him that they had up behind as they spoke.
Well, I think he's a serious contender. I mean, the various nominees of the GOP at the.
And I'm thinking, can you not see what I can see? There's an orange man behind you. With a thatched cottage roof on his head.
The thing that bothers me about Trump is not his hair. It's the fact that when he talks, you can only see his bottom teeth. And he's always going to do something really terrific. If he was talking with God, he'd probably say, God, I'm going to repeal heaven and build something really terrific.
Well, that's just a good joke.
And he has a book, but he never talks about his first book. He talks about The Art of the Deal, but his first book was actually called How to Get Rich, and everybody knows how he got his money. Uh-huh. He inherited it. That should be the shortest book in history. How to Get Rich. Find a Rich Father. The end. Please buy my sequel, How to Be Attractive to Women. Read book one.
There is hope for America there. We've heard vicious rumors in the Irish community that although Trump is born in America, his hair is actually from Scotland.
He wanted to get rid of the J-1 visa, which is a visa that lots of Irish students use to come here and work for the summer. And it's been an operation for years, 30 years or something. And he wants to get rid of it. So he wants to send us back. He wants to send the Mexicans back. And
we're very much in allegiance.
Yeah,
we are. Irish people, I mean, who used to mow your lawn, paint your house, do the construction? We are the original Mexicans, when you think about it.
It's like America's turned into that drunk friend, you know, that has an ex they hate. And after they have a few drinks, they start talking about how they want to murder their ex, you know. And at first, as a sympathetic friend, you're like, I get it. I know, she's terrible, right? And after a while, you're like, whoa, you're serious. Like, you're seriously going to murder this person. That's how I feel about Donald Trump running for president. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm like, is this happening? Is this like, this is like a joke gone too far, right? Like, you're not really going to run, right? We're not really voting for this person, this garbage person. But we are, and I think it says more about America than it does about Donald.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's what's happened to Donald. No. Maybe he has done it as a joke, and he is waking up every morning going, oh, this is gone too far.
No, he is.
This has gone too far.
He is. He has to, like, maintain appearances. And it all goes back to that John Steinbeck quote, and I'm, like, paraphrasing here, but Americans, our hardest, like, you know, as being a middle-class person myself, it's like, we don't want to admit we're poor. It's like, so we don't want to identify with that. We're like, no, we're a part of the rich, but we're not, you know, because we're American poor. And I don't know if you're American poor, but it's like $800 phone, no health insurance, you know, like, like wait. $300 purse, not sure if you're going to make it to the gas station. You know, $100,000 degree from a private art college you don't use. No? So wait. Nobody wants to admit they're poor. So, like, I think that's why we're, like secretly supportive of this man, because we fancy ourselves rich.
Now, there are other news issues in the country. I know it's hard to believe if you watch CNN. But does anybody want to mention Sam Brownback? Yeah. Anything?
Sorry, I'll take this one.
Really? You're taking this?
Who hell he?
Tom, Sam Brownback is a beloved governor here in the Midwest. We have Hillary Clinton.
I will say, I think about Hillary. That is not getting the credit it deserves. Let's face it. This is a 67-year-old woman who's capable of not only sending email successfully, but setting up a separate server and keeping it from the government. My mother is under the age of 60, and she can't send an email with an attachment. Like,
That's
true story.
Listen, I will talk about Sam Brownback. This is a guy that took his state, did every Republican, every conservative thing that you could possibly do, dragged that state so far down the sewer that American poor is rich in Kansas. That place is so broke. And you know Brownback's in Topeka thinking, of, what can I do to raise some money? And I swear to God, he's going to come up with a lottery with no winners. Just scratching away. This is a guy that wants to sack. The only thing that they, well, one of the few things that they do there is they export electricity. They have wind farms there. So I was driving with a friend through Kansas, and I saw the wind farms. I was like, oh, my God, look at that. Those are the wind farms. He says, yeah, a lot of people don't like them. They say they're an eyesore. I said, what do you mean they're an eyesore? He said, well, they want to take them down because they're obstructing people's view. I don't know if you've ever driven through Kansas. Like obstructing your view of what? The majestic mountains in the background? What is it driving? Is that like, honey, look at the cows. Where? The cows right there. Where? The cow. I can't see them. This 90-foot ceiling fan is blocking my view.
Our next round is called Kansas City, Badass City. And this next round, we are going to ask our comedians to tell us what they think sets Kansas City aside from the rest of the country. We have some folks who are not from here. We'd like to hear a little bit about what you think of us and maybe how you see us as outsiders. Colin, as an outsider, not to be rude, Yeah. Tell me your impressions. You said this is the farthest you've ever been from an ocean.
This is the farthest I've been from an ocean. I love the way, as well, you people call it an ocean, and we call it a sea. You know, that says everything you need to know about how positive you people are. And how negative we are, that you see an ocean and we see a sea. You know, it's just, it's everything, let's not boast. And, I've been to the East Coast before, and I've been to the West Coast before. It's the first time I've been in the middle. And so far, all the things I've heard about people from the Midwest are basically have come true, that people here are way friendlier than anywhere else in the States. I always think people in the States are really friendly. Genuine, I'm not kissing ass here. I'm being honest, and because you are. But even in New York, people say, "Oh, people in New York are very aggressive." But I don't think they are. They're direct, but they're not aggressive. You know, you want to live where I live, and that's aggressive. And but you're ridiculously friendly. You just start conversations out of the blue. I love the way you still ask me for ID when I go into bars. I think you'll find my bald head is my ID. I think you're very positive people. In general, America, incredibly positive people. You're, you went to the moon, you know.
That wasn't
that
me
explains
personally.
It. But that but this country went to the moon. Nobody else went to the moon. That's because you believed you could. Somebody sat around in the early 60s and went, "Hey, man, let's go to the moon." And you did. You built a rocket and you went. And you go, "Hey, I can't do Tuesday." You know, it's just, it's that positivity. And even that movie, that the Mission Impossible franchise that's still going on. Like, you know, anyone else would say, "What's the point? It's impossible. It says it in the title."
Oh, my God.
But Irish people would not have been called Mission Impossible. Do you know what I mean? Americans go, "Oh, impossible, you say. I think not." And but if it was an Irish movie, it would be called Mission I'll Give It a Lash. You know, that's just... It's... genuinely that positivity that I really, really admire about America, but at the same time, gets on my tits. And it's...
I'm sorry, beg your pardon? David, we're developing a new streetcar system here in Kansas City.
I saw that. It's funny, so far from home, but some of the exact same issues all the way with all that water between us and none around you guys.
What's
obviously
it called, the one in...
Lewis.
Lewis.
We are very advanced on that one. Now, we tried to keep this simple. We said we're going to do something very similar in Kansas. We did it a few years ago. We had just two lines. Make it easy. We're going to have a green line and a red line serving different areas of the city. We're going to bring them in to meet in the city center, kind of. We're just going to leave a gap in the middle, maybe 1.4 kilometers to be precise. So when you come and visit us, all of a sudden these poor people are like, "Oh man, how do I connect to the green line?" "Oh, just walk. I mean, it's just 1.4 kilometers. It's just easy in that direction." And we were embarrassed. We're like, how are our government handling the situation? I mean, this is raw stupidity. Until 3 years ago at the World Athletics Championships, for the first time in 18 years, Ireland won a gold medal for long distance speed walking.
Merritt, you are our only true thoroughbred here, our Kansas City-ite, Kansas City earner, Kansas City-ian.
Kansas City, yeah, I think it's you're the one. Yeah.
Do you think that the city puts itself down? It's interesting to have international eyes on our community. Do you think we have an inferiority complex here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like Kansas City. We used to be cool, you know, but we've embraced it. Like, we're cool with the fact that we're not cool, you know. We're, like, here in the middle. We're the last to know about everything. Come on, guys. Right? We're in the middle of the country. You know, whatever fashion trend your friends on the coast have, you know, you get it, like, 2 years later, you know. Like, neon's so cool, right? It's 2015. We're just now getting into neon. I like Kansas City. I think we have our values straight. We like what, guns, coffee, and what, donuts and barbecue, right? We do. We have our priorities straight here, right? Because only stupid people want to live forever. No.
Oh, man, Kansas, he was right. Kansas City, when I first came here, everything I heard was true. It is the friendliest. I mean, people here have even learned to suffer politely. This is a real commercial that they air here.
Right.
Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. Don't suffer in silence.
Oh, my God. That is so perfect.
in New York, that commercial goes, "My butt crack is on fire!"
Oh, my God.
Bro, that place must be brilliant if you can sing like that at the end of it.
Oh, my God.
But I'll tell you what, you know... I mean, people asked me if it was a big adjustment, and I was like, no, Kansas City is a viable city. It's a real city. The only thing, when I first came here, I thought the news cycle was slow. Like, I thought they were saying the same news story over and over, because I watched Fox 4 News working for you. And they got this woman, Kathy Quinn. You might know her because she looks like a bag lady. She looks like she's always waiting for the cast of What Not to Wear to show up. And she's always got some screwy hat on. And she's always like out there at 2 o'clock in the morning standing on the corner of like 39th and Troost talking about somebody got shot. But I was like, that's the same thing she said last week. But she's wearing a different hat. So I went down to 39th and Troost, and you know what happened? Kathy Quinn shot me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But I gotta tell you, I find a lot of similarities between Kansas City and Ireland, because both of us, I'm gonna take the Kansas City part, because obviously I'm not Irish, but both of us are extremely suspicious people. Yeah. We are the most superstitious people on earth. I mean, you guys believe in the fairies and the leprechauns. And in Kansas City, we believe the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I have here in my notes, in a recent survey, out of 100 people, every single one that we talked to said that they would like to move to Kansas City. But all of them actually lived in St. Louis at the time. I'm going to... Oh, you're okay. You're okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to award the points for this round to Rod because I don't want to suffer in silence. In our next round...
That's awesome.
In our next round... We'll be discussing the questions that keep me awake at night. We've invited the studio audience to tell us about the things that bother them, questions and problems which trouble them late at night. Our panel of comedians will try to offer an answer. Colin, we'll start with you. This is Trish from Parkville. I have fallen in love with Christian Grey from the 50 Shades books, and I'm thinking of leaving my long-term partner to search for someone like him. Where should I start?
Why that whole, I presume, Trish, she's in the audience, she's probably the one hurting herself. I don't understand the whole S&M thing. I don't get it. It's hard enough just doing it in the normal way. And then...
Oh, my God!
Then you have to introduce DIY skills and home improvements. And buying power tools and all sorts of things.
Oh,
and
my God.
Goggles and, you know, it was a whole health and safety issue. And I don't know. It's nobody, you know, the words, you know, beat me until I have safe word. You don't have a safe word. What's the safe word? Stop. That's the safe word.
Ow.
What you're doing right? No. As soon as you appear in a room with some cable ties, get out of my house. That's just... It's wrong. It's... You know, S&M, it's sort of... Like, nobody ever, is doing some, you know, home improvements and hits their thumb and... Oh, erection. That doesn't happen! There was a case of a guy in England. This guy in England... it was in the papers. It was in the papers. This guy in England was... he had to ring... He rang the ambulance and the paramedics and things arrived because he had been having sex with a toaster. And... Yeah, and he had his penis in the toaster, and it with it on, right? And yeah, and then it got stuck, and how he was doing it, I don't know. I presume he lifted it off the counter, but he didn't climb on top. There was probably a stool involved, but he rang the paramedics to come, and the police and the fire brigade, and everybody came. Woo! neighbors are out. You know, he's being carried out on a stretcher with this thing on. And I don't know what the setting was for penis. I have no idea what that is. It's bigger than bagel, I think. And it's...
Not if you're Irish.
Not if you're Irish, no.
Baguette.
Yeah. And it's...
Half a bagel.
Yeah, so, yeah, that, but he rang the wrong emergency service. That was my point, is he rang the ones with all the loud sirens and woo and lights. I would ring, you know, I don't know what your equivalent of is, some sort of auto repair people or, you know, the some animal protection society, something like that. You know, a vet, you know, or his mum. And so, but the whole idea of that sort of, it kind of worries me that Trish even wants to find a Christian Grey type character.
I think that's going to help Trish a lot.
It is.
Merritt, our next question is for you. It's from Sandy, who lives in Westport, my neighborhood. Westport? What's the best way to tell my mom that I've become a stripper, especially after going to college and realizing that she's going to, I'll make way more money that way.
What's her name, Sandra?
That is Sandy from Westport.
Sandy. Well, Sandy, my advice would be if you love your mother, you will lie to her, and you will not tell her that that is your real profession. And as far as the college goes, you probably already are smarter than the average college student. And my experience has been if you take money out for student loans, Sally Mae gets up really early in the morning. She is up and she is calling and she is looking for her money. And I would stick with the stripping. I mean, I think if you've got it, rock it. And I mean, let's face it, college is for people who can't Google things, right? Like, that's all it is anymore.
David, our next question is for you.
Sorry, Hunter. The stripping thing. Are there? Does that happen in Kansas City, the strip club thing?
Oh, yeah.
You're very subtle about it.
You're very understated.
Anybody been to Whispers?
You have, don't raise your hand if you've been to Whispers. Okay. If you're enough to this a live show, one goes up. But I met a girl 2 nights ago who was a stripper. Oh, and right. She was a big, voluptuous African-American lady. And her stripping stage name, which I was amazed by, was Lasagna.
No!
I know her. No, I know her. She's fabulous. Yeah.
She did mention you.
She's very, very good, yeah.
No way.
By showing a photo, actually, as well.
We don't have strip clubs in Ireland.
Oh, we don't have the women for them, to be honest. Well, we're not allowed to say that.
I don't know. You know, there's something to be said. Like, if they did exist, they don't exist, basically, because Ireland is too small.
Lasagna would get a job there.
Lasagna would get a job. But you couldn't have, you know, because everybody knows each other. You can't be seen going into a strip club. Do you know what I mean? Because there's a good chance you'll know everybody in the place. You'll walk in going, right, Eamon, I'm not here. You haven't seen me. David, not here. Brendan, nothing. Say nothing. Whoa, don't tell the wife. Don't tell the wife. Oh, there's the wife. And it's that small.
David, our next question is for you. Susan from Salt Lake City writes, I found my mother's weed. By the way, she's 84. What should I do?
Oh, Susan. The nice thing about Kansas is you guys are extremely well positioned to give your elderly people weed. It's coming. It's coming all over California. And the thing is, Californians, everybody's worried that alcohol sales will go down. So one of the big lobby groups against weed legalization is alcohol. Sales are going to go down. Kansas City, way ahead of the curve. Like the sneaky Irish people, and I'm proud of you for this one, we would have done this. Not only do you have ale here, you have chocolate ale.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Some stoner was at home, and he's like, I'm pretty stoned. There's a beer here, and there's chocolate, and there's a blender. And it's sold out every time. Go, Susan. Go, Kansas. You are ready. We had a vicious rumor we heard that Donald Trump is supporting the weed thing now, very unofficially, but his stance on this is the same as his approach to Mexicans and immigration, that everybody should be at least allowed 2 for personal use.
Rod, I have a letter here from Nigel, and he lives in Montana, and may have been doing some personal use, his own self. The letter is, if I walk backwards for half the day, will it slow the onset of dementia?
Are you insane? First of all, if you start walking backwards, that's pretty much the first sign of dementia. When you can't figure out how to walk and which direction to walk, that's the sign, buddy. Walking backwards. And first of all, he lives in Montana. There's like 25 other people in Montana. The worst thing, you're going to walk backwards, you're going to bump into somebody, and you're going to screech yourself because there are so few people in Montana that the most common greeting is, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God.
There are fewer people in Montana than at a freaking Irish AA meeting.
Oh, my God.
We're moving on to the next section, which is Punchline the Headline. I'm going to read a selection of headlines from the press, and our comedians have to provide the punchline. Everlasting Love.
I'm your man. If Everlasting Love is 2.5 minutes.
Boom. Bam! Titanic sale.
One previous owner, 5,000 miles on the clock, slight iceberg damage.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. See how he does that? You see that? March for Peace.
Ends in riot.
Always does. Give it up. Having his name can be a curse,
says Mrs. Fanny Lovecock.
David, beaten by girls of 18.
Expensive, but worth every cent.
The truth about being a teenager.
But you wouldn't understand.
Oh, that's good. Can a perfume really make you smell younger?
Younger what? If we're talking women, sign me up, because my eyes are shot.
Fisherman's body found.
It was this big.
Pope, condoms to be given away.
Well, he wasn't using them.
U.S. Congress divided.
Into rich and super rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Jeans cause depression.
Especially when you're too fat to wear them. Put and that on a Hallmark card. Put that on.
And finally, merit, majority says legalize cannabis.
Wait a minute, what are we talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of our show. It's a close call, but I do my math here. I think the winner is merit. However, I think you will agree that all our comedians were very, very funny this evening. Please show your appreciation to Rod, Colin, Dave, Nolan, Merritt Lemons. My name is Hampton Stevens. Until the next edition. Until the next edition of Kansas City Laughs Back, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Good night.